This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
Henson with the long pass. UMBC is going dancing in 2018.
What a run. What a remarkable run by the University of Maryland Baltimore County Retrievers. Hashtag Retriever Nation. And I'll tell you what, for as great of a story as they were, putting an absolute thumping on the number one overall seed, the Virginia Cavaliers, the story that came out of that was the social media, was their Twitter account. Unbelievable stuff. And the man behind the great tweets, he has been literally an international sensation, and we're happy to have him here on the Sports Bosses on our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line. It's Zach Seidel, the Director of Multimedia Communications and Digital Media at UMBC. Zach, my man, how are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm good. I'm looking outside at the snow right now, wishing I was where you were. Sounds pretty nice down there.
Yeah, you know, if you like 85 degrees and short shorts and yeah, it's pretty nice. I'm not going to lie to you, buddy. But would you have done? I mean, when I would say, I don't know, 2 weeks ago, when you guys were entering the America East tournament, did you have any idea, or could you even have imagined how your life will have changed when they make the shot to beat Vermont, they get to the tournament, and then you start going wild on the Twitter page?
I honestly could say I did not, you know, imagine that it would go, you know, this crazy. I was just, you know, looking at it one game at a time from a scheduling point. I'm like, all right, we got lacrosse this day, basketball tournament this day. You know, I'm scheduling everything, and I'm looking at, like, the big picture for home. You know, if you know, Vermont loses, if we host the title game, I was just trying to do my job, and then we win the title. And then it's like, all right, well, where's the team going? How are we going to schedule stuff? And then we're like, oh, we're playing Virginia. You know, it you know, everything just happened so quickly.
Now, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I thought UMBC was a bank when this first thing started. I thought they were like a primary sponsor of the tournament. What really was the jumping off point for you? Was it the tweet of Seth Davis saying put Virginia in Sharpie in your bracket to beat UMBC?
I think that's the one that caught people's attention. That was the one that kind of set the tone. Like I've told other people, that's how we tweet, you know, from our account during a lot of games that we do. It's just, you know, more people happen to be paying attention to this game than a normal game that we do, and people noticed what we were trying to do.
And Seth Davis from CBS was actually a good sport about it. He called it out, and he said, yeah, man. What's been the biggest retweet? What's been the biggest liked tweet? Or when did it hit you that, dude, I may be onto something, or this is like a phenomenon now that this tweeting and this Twitter account has done it?
I mean, the last tweet of the game after we won, where it was like, put some respect on it, that has over 200,000 likes and stuff, but... You know, midway through the first half, when I'm getting texts from numbers I don't recognize, you know, saying, hey, don't know if you remember me, but, you know, I know that's you. You know, I know that's you on the account, you know, or people going, you know, just, you know, from numbers I don't recognize, you're on fire, and you're amazing. I'm like, thanks, who is this?
You know, new phone, who this?
Yeah, exactly. And or people tweeting like, you know, you see they're including us, they're like, someone's like, who's tweeting from athletics, and other people are going, that's Zach. That's got to be Zach, you know, because people know my personality. And you know, one of the things I've told people is, you know, I a lot of people I know are just like, it's very funny that this is happening to you because this is just your normal, you are just acting like yourself, and it's just funny.
Talking to Zach Seidel. He is the Director of Multimedia Communications and Digital Media for the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. You can follow him on Twitter at SeidelUMBC. And, of course, the actual account, which has been going wild, is UMBC Athletics. Over 100,000, over 108,000 followers. I mean, how many followers did that account, UMBC Athletics, had before the tournament started?
It was around 5,000, 5,500. And I think at its peak, right after the game, at its peak, it was right around 110, a little over 110,000. So we've lost a few, you know, but it's good for our other sports. You know, someone intern texted me going, hey, we put our baseball preview up, and normally we get like one or two likes on it. And he's like, we got like 400 likes on it. We're like, yeah, all right, you know. So it's good for the school. It's good for the program.
Dude, you've been I read a profile of you on the New York Times. The New York Times. I mean, usually, like, guys, I know for me, if I was ever in the New York Times, it would be some sort of an embezzling scandal. I mean, New York Times. I mean, your dad's a journalist. What has been your parents' reaction to all this?
I mean, that's when I knew it was real, when, you know, I was doing my job, you know, helping out in the locker room after the game, you know, doing sports information stuff, you know, help with the media. And I get, you know, I see a direct message like, hey, you know, I'm from the New York Times. Can I talk to you? And I'm like, you know, why?
I don't want a subscription. I don't need a subscription.
Yeah, and they're like, yeah. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm in the locker room. And then they're like, well, what's your number? And I gave it. And then they called me. And they're like, we want to write it on you. And I'm like, oh, okay. You know, and then I'm also in the locker room. And, you know, someone said, who does Twitter? And one of the guys I work with, Dustin, he pointed over to me. And a guy from ESPN was like, you do the Twitter? I'm like, yeah. And he just, like, sticks the microphone. He's like, can I talk to you? I was like, okay, why? And then a couple other reporters walked over. And I'm like, we're in the locker room after 16, you know, demolishes of one, and people are talking to me, and I was very confused about it.
Wow, what a surreal moment for you, Zach. I mean, how crazy is that? So what's next? I mean, all of a sudden, you know, I've been reading stuff like, well, this guy's going to be, you're going to have pro offers, you're going to be running major league teams offers. What's next for you? What do you want to do?
I mean, I'm just having fun and enjoying the ride, you know. I'm currently preparing for our softball tournament this weekend, which I'm the SID for. As long as, you know, we can get the snow off the ground, and, you know, I'm happy. I like working in college athletics. I like, you know, I like working with video. I like doing a little bit of everything, and it's very nice of people to tell me what I will be doing next. But I know what I want to do. So, you know, it's very flattering, all this stuff, and I appreciate people.
Oh, Zach, you there?
Yeah, I hear you.
Oh, okay. You dropped out for a second there. I thought that might have been, like, you know, the Dodgers or something trying to say, oh, he's working for us now. I love some of the tweets, and some of your answers have been so cool. Like, I saw one that said, hey, I know you guys won and everything like that, but act like you've been there before. Come on. And your response was just no.
Yeah, you know, my rule is, and. My rule is, you know, don't insult people. Don't go after them. Don't attack them. During the game, I never once attacked Virginia. I don't attack opponents. And, you know, and there's going to be haters, as they say. And I don't attack them. It's just the guy was like, hey, act like you've been there. No one's been there, man. No, I'm not going to do that, you know.
This is not the time to act like you've been there, right?
Yeah, no. And I wasn't. And someone's like, yeah, well, I hope you lose because you're guaranteeing a win. And I tweeted back to Mark, and I'm like, please show me the tweet where I said we're going to win the next game. You know, and then they got shut down, you know. It's just, you know, having some fun with it and letting people see our personality.
So what do you think this has done for the school? I mean, obviously, we actually had Coach Odom on this show last week. We had him on, I think it was a week ago before the tournament started, and I wanted to talk to him more about his son and overcoming the OCD and everything like that. And of course, you know, the fact that they were going to the tournament. Certainly, we had no idea that this was going to happen. What do you think this means for the university, which is obviously something that's very near and dear to your heart because you're an alumni? Where do you think the school goes from here?
I think it'll help really put the school on the map academically. You know, we're a great academic institution. We're ranked very highly, but we're very young. You know, we're only, you know, 50 years old. And, it, with colleges, you know, the older you are, sometimes the more people notice you. But I think one of the great things about this tournament is people, because of this win, people are now looking at UMBC and realizing how much of an amazing institution it is. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, admissions and applications increase and for that and for the grad school. And, you know, people start really noticing us, and it could really be a big thing for the school and for the whole campus community.
Has there been a moment for you, whether maybe meeting somebody or getting a message from somebody, that made you say, wow, this is very cool?
Probably when the Dan Le Batard show reached out to me, which I listen to every day. I know down there in Miami you love them.
Absolutely. We're sort of a knockoff version of the Lebatard Show. We figured it out. Because I'm Cuban. I have a white co-host. You know, we had a Latino producer for a minute. So we're sort of like the Louis Vuitton of Lebatard Show. So it's a good bar to aim for, I think.
Yeah, I mean, and Allison Turner, their person, she sends me an email. She's like, I'm with Lebatard Show. Would you want to go on? And like, me and my coworker Dave Castellanos, we listen to that show every day, and we annoy our other coworkers. Like, did you hear what happened in the local hour today? And we're like comparing, you know, stuff like that. And you know, and she was like, hey, could you make it on? And we were talking and we were texting, and you know, it didn't work out because I had to fly back to Baltimore. But just like the fact that I was talking with them about possibly going on, I was like, wow, this is real right now.
Well, I would encourage you to listen to us from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern. I think you might have a good time with that as well.
I'll listen to you, man. I do the podcast for Lebatard later in the day. My time is free from 10 to 12, so I guess I'll have to listen down to you guys.
All right. SBNationLive.com. That's the best way to get a hold of us, no matter where you are. So, Zach, at the end, when this is all said and done, you sit back, you know, I love the how humble you are. You know, you're like, hey man, I'm just trying to get ready for some softball this weekend for the university, get the snow off the ground. Is this something that is it a dream come true, I guess? I mean just how could you surmise all this?
It's a dream come true for me, for the school, if that makes sense. You know, I'm just, you know, as an alum, as a son of alums, as the brother of someone who's a senior there, you know, I'm just so happy for the recognition the university as a whole is getting, if that makes sense. You know, it's not just about athletics or myself. And I'm just so happy that the school, you know, seeing all these cameras and, you know, seeing all these stories. You know, you Google UMBC and it's not just, you know,
a bank
directing to a website. You know, it's not just a bank, or it's not just directing to our website. There's stories, you know, like, oh, what about the academic at the school? Or it's amazing. You know, it's just so great for the community as a whole.
Well, brother, let me tell you something. It's been an honor talking to you, man. And definitely, anytime you want to come on, anytime you want to talk about it, you have a home right here with the Sports Bosses, man. Congratulations. Much success. And again, you've got us literally on the front of our chairs here waiting for every tweet. So I can't wait to see how the softball team does this weekend. I'll keep an eye on it.
All right, cool. I hope they win.
All right, brother. Thanks, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Zach Seidel, Director of Multimedia Communications and Digital Media for the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Yes, the UMBC Twitter guy. And it was brought to you by the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. So maybe that's what we got to do, Chris. Don't listen to Lebatard. Listen to us.
Listen to us. I listen to us.
Baby Lebatard.
I
hear Lebatard in the background over there, though. Come on.
I hear that. I heard that promo and I'm like, it's kind of funny because it did kind of fit. But now the I screwed all that up. So I apologize. I have screwed up.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, we were calling ourselves the knockoff Lebatard Show for a while, but it's okay.
You're like the generic version. That's like the brand name, and you're like
we're like the can of beer that says beer.
That just says beer. Yeah, you're not even Duff.
That's us. We're just beer.
You're just beer.
But I'll tell you what, it's amazing the lifespan of this. I mean, 2 weeks ago, Zach Seidel was just tweeting about, you know, softball and cross country or
nobody
whatever
knew who
it was.
He was.
And all of a sudden now, you know, Lebatard, New York Times. Crazy stuff.
That's funny. You hear about all these coaches. Well, so-and-so, all of a sudden, he's a hot commodity for, you know, you hear, you know, Hurley. Oh, is Hurley going to go to UConn? He's going to go to Pitt. How about, you know, Zach Seidel? Where is Zach Seidel going to go?
Well, maybe we need to hire him to run our social media. Maybe that'll help us out a little bit.
All right. Deal.
I need it. I need the help. I need it.
Let's do it.
Because me tweeting is not enough. No.
Put him on payroll.
That's it. He'll
payroll?
Payroll? What? We'll take it out of Tubbs' check. Let's take a break. When we come back?
Yeah, that'll work.
We'll come back, tell you what we learned today. It's the Sports Bosses, SB Nation Radio.